porn. You don't have time to, to do all the things that men do. Because of pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness, all manner of evil comes forth. That is our nation. You know, are we at Sodom and Gomorrah yet? Well, we're on the way to being just like that. And it's the new righteousness. I mean, to people, it's like that's, you know, to hold the kind of opinion I hold, or that most conservative Christians do. You know, and that's wonderful that they recognize that that's sin. But again, I only mention it because here we are in Sodom and Gomorrah. Usually I don't come down on that sin, particularly, because there's plenty of other sins. See, I want to instruct you as a Christian, not as someone who scoffs at the Word of God. You know what I mean? I can instruct you about the Sodom and Gomorrah, but the only reason he's bringing up Sodom and Gomorrah is because that's the same way in which he's going to deal with false teachers. See, those teachers of yours, the guys on TV, you know, the guys on the radio who are teaching the gospel that where Jesus is just like a condom you put on so that you can keep on sinning, and yet you're protected from the consequences of your sin. That's the imputed righteousness gospel doctrine, where it's only imputed. I mean, I believe in the imputation of righteousness. Hallelujah, I do. But that's not where it ends. If it was only that, then it's just a mockery. It's just a condom. He not only imputes righteousness to me, he actually delivers on the promise. Just as, look at, Abraham believed God, that God was going to give him a son. And it was imputed to him for righteousness, but what? He also received the Son that was promised. And for us, it is what? We are promised we're going to be saved. But did you know that you were promised more than eternal life? It says, let grace reign through righteousness. That as sin hath reigned to death, so shall grace reign through righteousness to eternal life. You're going to go through righteousness, not just through, oh, but it's only imputed righteousness. Now, you get ready for Sodom and Gomorrah, because man, you're it. You are it. If you preach that gospel, you are a false teacher. If you believe that, you've been deceived. You need to turn to the truth. Study the book. If you're studying 2 Peter first, you should probably go back and study Romans, Galatians, Ephesians. The books I taught in the order that I have on my website, oraclesofgod.org. You should look there and study all those books to get yourself straightened out. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. He lived among them and it vexed him. You know, it's like me. What am I going to do? I could leave the country. True. But what is it? What am I going to do? Where will I go? This is where I've been put. You know, some people would come down on Lot for even living in Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, you know, Peter says that righteous man, he was vexed. Why didn't he move? Well, he lived there. He had a life to live too, just like I do. I got to live my life, and I want to live it peaceably. Look, I was born into this world. I wasn't born here as like, you know, I was born like everyone else, and I live like everyone else, and I live among them. I don't count myself even better than other people. I don't. I know I'm reaching for something better. I'm striving after something better. But I'm just like everybody else. The things I obtain through faith. And the faith I have is not even of me. It's of him that gave it to me. I mean, I couldn't even believe in the things that I believe in to the obtaining of the promise that I'm hoping for, the promise of godliness, of righteousness, of holiness, of honor, of glory, justification, of the indeed and de facto possession of those qualities. It is all of God. And if I obtain those things, it is because he's chosen me. And I'll rejoice. Yeah, he, like David did over Saul. He said to Saul's daughter, I rejoice because God chose me instead of your father. Verse 9 said, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. He knows how to deliver us out of temptations. Don't you believe that? I don't think he knows. I think he says, you know, something like, believe in Jesus and then do the best you can. Then get a book by some famous author on how to do your best. You know?
My utmost for his highest. I've never read that book, and I'm not passing judgment on it. I'm just saying, but there's always, like, all kinds of books out there to help you become morally excellent, to teach you how to keep the law, because that's all that is. It's teaching you how to keep the law. I don't want to keep the law like that. I want to establish the law by righteousness being imparted to me from God. As if by studying righteousness, I could become righteous. I've studied it. But it is through faith, by the grace of God, that we obtain things from God, the good things that he has promised. But to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished, the unjust, he knows how to take care of false prophets. But, verse 10, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots are they, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Cursed children, which have forsaken the right way, and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass, speaking with a man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried about with a tempest, to whom the mist